Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox. And we are talking step six, present moment. Tonight we are focusing on focus. So we're going to be talking about how to stay in that present moment, how to focus on where we are, who we're with, what we're doing, all that good stuff. But let's start off with introducing my beautiful co-host. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm ready to focus on the present moment.
Sounds good. Well, let's introduce our guest coach tonight. She is one of our favorites, and funny enough, we met, I don't know, in January of last year, and spent 10 straight days together. And left loving her more than anything. So please welcome Haley Gray.
Hello.
Welcome.
So happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you. So Haley, share with the audience, who is it that you get to serve and what is it that you get to do?
So I get to serve small business owners and entrepreneurs, and I usually get to help them with marketing. And, you know, it's amazing how much stuff. I had somebody reach out to me the other day, and she's like, you know, I didn't realize when I hired you that I was going to be getting all this help with not just the tech stuff, but like figuring out where I am in my business and how to get past all the roadblocks and the mental hurdles and the gymnastics that goes with trying to grow and scale a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know, right?
Yeah. Well, and there's always new levels and new devils, right? So you get past one set of things, you get one thing figured out, and it's on to the next set of challenges in life and business. I mean, I don't think that, you know, just because you get it all figured out that you're done.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, things change so fast. You know, I mean, the climate changes, the landscape changes, our focus changes as we are building a business and wanting to share it with our potential clients. It's not static.
Well, and like right now, you know, I've been talking to people this week because it's the 4-year anniversary of the beginning of the COVID lockdowns, right? And as we sit here and we look back on the changes in our culture and our society and in doing business, you know, so many things have changed culturally and how people think and approach online business, but also, like, you know, so many challenges around, you know, a lot of the upgrades and stuff that Apple and Google and all of these other platforms are rolling out to combat the, you know, massive volumes of spam that have also come out of this genre and, you know, time in our lives. So it's a really interesting time to be, you know, doing business and operating business and living in, honestly. And cybersecurity is a huge deal, and, you know, marketing is a big deal, especially, you know, like with small business owners, the goalposts seem to do nothing but just keep in constant motion. It's not even like they're moving down the field. They're like zigzagging and spiraling in kind of all kinds of random and crazy patterns.
Mm. So, Haley, what is present moment then for you?
So, present moment. You know, I would say for me right now, it's, you know, really focusing on where I am today and what's happening today and not getting too far in front of myself. If my husband mm-hmm. keeps reminding me there is yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and not much else matters. And
yeah,
I have really found that to be very grounding in a time when, you know, everything is kind of going chaotic and sideways and wild and crazy and loopy. And yesterday, today, tomorrow, just focus on what is immediately in front of me, left foot, right foot, and keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there a tool or is there something that you practice to help you stay focused on those steps right in front of you?
I use a lot of different tools and techniques, to be fair. I have a calendar, and if it's not on my calendar, it never happens, as far as appointments and calls and most of my task list. And then I have the list of smaller tasks that have to happen. So I block time, and then I chunk it down even smaller. And I spend a lot of time literally turning off distractions. So I will not take my phone into my bedroom, for instance. I set timers and I work on something for 10 or 15 minute chunks, and then I switch tasks. I do a lot of things with like mini sprints because my days can be pretty disjointed with having calls and doing things for different clients. And a lot of my tasks are not necessarily huge, gargantuan, multi-hour affairs. It's really something that I can complete in 10 or 15 or 20 minutes at a go. So really learning to chunk things up and sprint and do those tiny sprints has been super helpful. Calendaring and sprinting, and then turning off the distractions as much as I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I definitely can get easily distracted. Or I'll forget what I need to do. So I have, we use Trello. And so mm-hmm. I know that there's certain things that I need to have done by a certain time. And that helps me remember, oh yeah, I need to work on this. I have reminders and tasks on my calendar. And I am too. If I have an appointment and it's not on my calendar, I am not going to remember. There are so many times my kids will say, remember I'm doing this on for the weekend, and I'm like, no, when did we talk about that? I didn't say you could do that. And they're like, Mom, we had a full-on mm-hmm. conversation. I was like, I don't remember. I slept since then. You know, so if it's not in my calendar, I am most likely not going to remember it. And even sometimes when it's in my calendar, it's still, like, if it's out of sight, out of mind. So I choose to remind myself constantly of what I am doing, or I will just get I'll just focus on something else and lost in that rabbit hole, and who knows when I come back out. So
alarms and timers are a thing, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times in my business I early on would be like, oh, yeah, I have a meeting in 15 minutes. Let me go quickly do this thing. And I have learned in the last 3 or 4 years to always set a timer 5 minutes before every call, because I know that 10-minute task, you know, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole. And I'm going to completely miss a call, or I'm going to show up 15 minutes late. And to me, that's really not cool. So I've learned, you know, timers and calendar entries, and sometimes it's things going bingy and boop at me to remind me to do things so that I don't, you know, burn dinner or whatever. It is just making sure I can't fail.
Yeah. Yeah. Setting yourself up for success.
Yep. Removing,
I gotta
my
do
brain
all that
from
stuff the too.
Equation. Yeah. Not relying on my memory.
Right. Terry, how about you?
Yeah. I love the idea of using a timer.
I don't do it. I don't choose to do it as often as I might, but I do live by my calendar. And if I'm looking at it continually just to be sure that I'm at every meeting. And sometimes if I don't get a meeting into my, I have several calendars. If I don't get it into my paper calendar and my phone reminds me, I have my phone remind me far enough ahead of time so that if I have, you know, forgotten, I can still recover and get to the meeting on time. Because today I had that happen to me, and when it came on, you know, this starts at this time, I was able to get to the meeting on time, even though it was out of, you know, out of my seat. So it's a couple of ways to keep myself focused is writing it down in my paper calendar, making my list, and then also having my phone calendar remind me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I find that for me, one of the things that I've run into is even if I am, say, sucking my calendar for something, if I'm not paying attention to it, it can be a little bit, dicey because I get too many things going in my head. And what I'm learning is that, you know, relying on my memory to remember 15 million things at once is just not going to help. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. I try to remove my memory from the equation as much as possible. And, you know, back to one of the things I learned when I was at Duke was, you know, a lot of very successful men remove as many decisions as they have to from their day-to-day life. So they simplify their wardrobe. They develop a signature look, and that's all they wear. And it sounds dreadfully boring on the surface, and yet I have found that for myself, the more of the day-to-day decisions and, you know, micro decisions that I have to make or remember to do, the greater my capacity to actually do the things that are the most important to me.
Mm.
Yeah, I can easily get to a point in the day where, the kids will ask me about one more thing, and I'm like, just ask your dad. Just don't ask me anymore. Mm-hmm. Just ask your dad. And even though I know he's probably going to answer it in a way that I wouldn't, I'm just at the point where I can't handle making the decision.
Right, yeah. Because how many decisions do you need to make in a day? 523,000 of them. Wait.
Yeah.
And you have more kids than I do, but it's still that, you know, managing a family, managing the things, managing the myriad of decisions, and then running a business. Oh, my gosh. How many decisions can we make in a day? A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And those decisions that we make create our life. And so are we making them intentionally, or are we just, you know, letting life happen to us instead of, you know, creating the life we want? And I think that to be able to do that, you have to stay focused. And to be able to stay focused, you have to be taking care of yourself. You have to be have to be is not really the best choice of language, but, be taking care of yourself, making sure that you have the energy, that you have the capacity to be able to be intentional with your choices. And I think having some of those decisions already made takes the energy, like you were saying, you don't have to use energy to make those choices anymore. They're already made. And so then that gives you the energy to put somewhere else.
Absolutely. And that goes back to decision modeling and deliberately choosing which decisions I'm going to pre-make in advance. Dinner, grocery shopping, meal planning, you know, limiting the number of outfits that I have to choose from. And, you know, then I have more capacity and more reserves in my brain to actually go and do, make the harder decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Terry?
Well, I always decide the night before what I'm going to wear the next day. And then I have a set of non-negotiables that I do every day in the morning that set me up for the, it just gives me confidence as I go into the day to start the appointments and the workshops and whatever it is that I have to do that day. But it's, I always decide the night before what I'm going to wear. And, and then I just, you know, I take my shower, I do whatever I need to do in the evening. And then in the morning, I have a routine that I follow. I call it my non-negotiables. And I know I'm going to do those. I'm going to focus on those first because it gives me a feeling of confidence and preparedness. Carries me through the decisions that I'm going to make that are based on my calendar. So I look at my calendar the night before. I look at my calendar as soon as I get up in the morning because I don't remember what I looked at the night before. But I do whatever it is that I can do the night before in order to be prepared. So I'll either pack my car if I'm doing a workshop out of town. I'll, you know, get everything ready that night, put it in the car. So in the morning, I just have to do my non-negotiables, get dressed, and I don't have to miss those because I have to pack the car and do all of that. So it's just by focusing on what I need to do to be prepared and confident for the next day really sets me up for success. And I feel good when I walk in. I can set up easily, and then the workshop or the talk or whatever will go smoothly because of that focus that I've put on it the night before, and then in the morning I'm ready to go.
Love it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Haley.
Yeah. Days I don't do that, I don't feel so good. if I don't follow through and focus on those, which, you know, something's distracted me, then it's like, oh, my gosh, I've got to do that all in the morning. I have to get up at 3 o'clock, and then I'm not, you know, then by noon I'm spent, you know, my energy is gone.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I find that there's definitely a, you know, preparing the night before, like, you know, tonight for me, we're doing this podcast interview at midnight my time, so I've already done most of my prep steps for tomorrow. Looking at my calendar, making sure my inbox was at zero, you know, making sure I see when I have deadlines for tomorrow so I know what time I have to set my alarm for, and, you know, just stacking everything up and making sure that I'm setting myself up for success, because when I don't do that, I'm not a happy camper.
Yeah. And that's being in the moment, right? With an eye on being prepared for the next, you know, for tomorrow.
So that you can be present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can be. Yeah. I think intention, being intentional is very much a way that you can practice being present in the moment. You know, when you're having a conversation with someone, when you're, you know, working alongside someone, when, you know, someone is asking for your attention, you know, to fully engage with that person, to fully give them your attention, I think is so important, because that other person's going to know that you care about them, that you see them, that you hear them. And I think that that's, like, with our clients, they're definitely going to want that, right? I find it's easier to do with my clients because, you know, the door's shut. They know, you know, the family knows not to come in. I'm in my mindset. I'm taking notes. I'm fully engaged. But then when, you know, I'm with one kid, other kids are coming in and asking for stuff, and you can't always give that, you know, individual time to each person. And so it's something I've been wanting to do, is to set aside that individual time that I can have with each one of them, so that they all feel seen and heard, that they all feel like mom, you know, cares about what's going on with them and wants to know and wants to help them in whatever way that I can. And I think that that our clients, our friends, our colleagues, the, you know, people we deal with out in the world, like everybody just wants that. They want to feel seen and they want to feel heard. And we want that too. So, you know, giving ourselves time to be present with ourselves. And for me, that's my morning routine. You know, it's when I get really present with myself and I put time and energy towards what fills my cup, and I'm really present with what I'm doing. And then I get up and I start getting kids ready for school, and I start, you know, preparing for, you know, a class that we're doing, or, you know, a workshop we're doing, or those things that I give, right? But in the morning, I have that time where I give to myself and allow myself to get filled up with those activities, so that when I'm giving to others, I'm giving from my overflow, not from, you know, the bottom of my cup. And I think that that allows me to be present in those moments because I'm not empty.
Absolutely. And you're not overdrawn either. I mean, the other risk too,
yeah,
is a mom, you know, and a business owner and all of the things, is there are times where if I'm not careful, I'm not just pouring from an empty cup. I'm pouring from an overdrawn cup, you know, and I've scooped water out of Lord only knows where. And that's,
yeah,
not a good look. And, I mean, that can definitely be a real threat. I think as somebody who can, and I'm definitely one of those people who is a type A, I can definitely do that to myself in pretty short order. So I've had to learn, you know, where are my physical, mental, energetic, emotional, you know, all of the things, limitations, so that I'm not overdrafting myself and, you know, pumping water out of,
yep,
you know, some nasty boggy well, you know, and pulling all the plankton out and trying to serve,
yep,
that.
Yep. I hear you on that. Yeah, I used to be someone who really didn't understand boundaries. And I prided myself on being the type of person that would give the last drop from my cup. And then I realized that that last drop of my cup isn't very good quality. And why would I be proud of being willing to give someone, you know, something that was not my best, something that wasn't even anywhere near my best? And so by setting a boundary and saying, okay, when I get this low, I'm not going to give any more until I fill myself back up. And that has been a challenge to practice and say, you know what, I'm going to need to step away, or I need to take a nap, or we need to do something else. You know, I need to take a little moment for myself right now because, you know, I'm at 20% or I'm at 30%, and I need to do something to fill myself back up so that I can give you what I want to be able to give you, and at the quality at which I want to give it.
Yeah.
And those awarenesses come in the present moment, right? It's when we're we're not paying attention and our mind is all over the place. And then we realize, oh, crap, I'm almost empty, right? But when we can stay in the present moment, we can feel our energy. We can be aware of our energy levels. And we can go, oh, okay, I see that I'm coming down. I need to fill back up. What can I do in this moment to help myself do that, you know? And we can do that in the present moment. But, Haley, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I'm so excited that you are here with us, especially since you're willing to stay up super late for us. And I want to definitely give you time to share with the audience how they can get in contact with you and if there's anything else that you would like to tell them.
Well, I want to tell you thank you for having me. This has been a ton of fun. You know, if somebody wants to find me, they can find me at HaleyLynnGray.com, and that leads to all of my other websites and my Facebook group, and you know, you can from there find like all of my workshops and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. So yeah, there's a lot of things that we're doing to try to help small business owners and really try to help with balance, because as a mom of a kid who has severe persistent mental illness, I know how hard it can be to maintain that balance and be present and stay in the present and still keep chugging.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Haley has a really great YouTube channel and TikTok channel, so definitely go check those out. She's constantly putting out new videos, and her Women's Entrepreneur Network group on Facebook is massive, so make sure that if that is you, that you get in there as well. Haley, I'm so grateful that you were here tonight. Terry, you as well.
Well, thank you.
I have loved being present with you. And we want to remind you all that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. If you would like to know more about Fearless Living, please go to fearlessliving.org. You can also find out everything about Terry and I at fearlessgenerations.org. You can find out all the past 9-plus years of episodes are there for you, past guests. Guest coaches are there. You can see about our monthly workshop, the retreat we have coming up in September, and all kinds of good stuff there on the website, and also all our social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram under Fearless Generations. We would love to have you come on and tell us what you think of the show. Share with us any questions you might have, or maybe you want to know more about a certain tool that we've shared. We would love to interact with you and support you in any way that we can. That is why we do this podcast. So, Terry, any last words?
No, I just think that for me it's crystallized the importance of my being in the moment, and also being prepared for the next moment. And I think that's, for me, that's what helps me have confidence and helps me to be focused. And so whatever strategy or whatever set of activities that you can do that help you to have that confidence and to move forward to the next, because every decision we make is moment by moment, and just helps us then to have the confidence to share our passion and our mission with others and really live the life that we were created to live.
Absolutely. Said perfectly. All right. Thank you, everybody.
No,
thank you again, Haley. You are awesome.
Thank you.
And until next week, everybody, be fearless.
Thank you, Haley. Bye.
I know.